Well, as the nation listened to President Trump's phone call over the weekend, the U.S. surpassed 350,000 deaths from the coronavirus. And here are some other numbers to put this in perspective. It took the nation about 200 days to reach the 5 million mark in cases. This time around, we've gone from 15 to 20 million cases in just 25 days. And now there is this new threat posed by that more contagious variant of COVID-19. Let's bring in Dr. Saskia Popescu, an epidemiologist at George Mason University, with the latest. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start with getting the vaccine into the arms of Americans. We're seeing reports of slow rollouts and wasted doses and healthcare workers who are hesitant to get the shot. What part of this process are you most concerned about right now?
I think there's a lot of moving pieces. Unfortunately, you know, vaccine distribution at a population size is a monumental task. This is no easy feat. And there's been so much politicization of this pandemic and really of this vaccine development from the outgoing administration that I think people are naturally very hesitant, which is something we're working to combat. So the U.S., through, you know, the Warp Speed Initiative, really wanted to administer 20 million doses within the month of December. And we've really only been able to do about 4.2 million. So we're really behind. And part of the challenge is it's not just distributing the vaccines. It's actually getting them, as you mentioned, into the arms of people. And that takes a lot of coordination. And what we are seeing across many states is everywhere from people unable to use the computer systems that the health departments have worked with to try and get registered to even being notified. You know, in Arizona, where I'm from, there were some situations where people with certain email accounts would never get a response back or were told to go to very far distribution sites. So lots of moving pieces, lots of room for error.
Well, the Trump administration is blaming the states for the slow rollout. What is the federal government doing to help coordinate this nationwide response?
I think the hard part is that we really did need strong federal leadership to initiate this rollout and to support states. So, you know, I hate to put the blame on states because this is such a huge task and it happening at such a fast speed that it's not surprising we're having some logistical errors. Part of the challenge is, though, you know, we're likely not going to be getting strong federal support until the new administration comes in, which, you know, weeks away. But in the meantime, yes, states need resources. They need not only stronger distribution plans, but personnel. You know, in Arizona right now, 4 out of 5 doses haven't been used, and we're struggling to just get enough public health workers to make it happen. So 100%, we need more resources.
Well, what steps do you think should be taken right now to accelerate this?
I think the first piece is really having a much more widespread communication and science education campaign so that healthcare workers are not as hesitant to get them. They know what any side effects might be in their reporting systems. So that's the first piece, because we are seeing a lot of vaccine hesitation, and that's not something that we want to get, you know, reinforced by the distribution challenges we're experiencing right now. So I think that's the biggest one, but also providing the resources in terms of personnel to states for distribution so that we're not stressing those healthcare workers, because hospitals are made major distribution sites right now. So, you know, I also think ultimately a national strategy, which the CDC and NIH have provided some information, but they need just a little bit more in terms of how to logistically roll something out at even the most small level. You know, how do you create and distribute a website so that people can register and know when they're available to get a vaccine? You know, this was something that the District of Columbia, New Mexico put together. They did portals, which I think was an amazing strategy, so that people could go in, could sign up and say, okay, I will be notified when I can get my vaccine, when I qualify for it, versus some states like Florida and, you know, and even Arizona, where I'm from, are struggling for people to even know when they're available, when they can get them. So resources, both in terms of personnel and, you know, even electronic, are important.
And, you know, on top of all of this, California and Colorado and Florida have reported cases of this new, more infectious variant of the coronavirus. Some health officials say by March, all new cases of COVID could actually be this new variant. I mean, it doesn't appear to be more deadly, but what does the emergence of this new strain actually mean for recovery efforts?
Well, this isn't the first time we've had a variant. And unfortunately, this one we are seeing with the data at hand is a little bit more transmissible, which means it's more adept and more efficient. The hard part, though, is that when you have stressed healthcare systems and then you throw in a new variant that is spreading a bit more efficiently between people, it's inherently going to cause more stress, more disease, and potentially more deaths just because it's a numbers game at that point. You know, stress hospital plus more cases. This is just going to reinforce our need for really vigilant control measures.
Dr. Saskia Popescu is an epidemiologist at George Mason University. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.